So it just occurred to me quite late on in thinking about telling stories about cabs that the simplest way to break up the experience and the way that you tell the story about the cab is in the stages that you take when you get in a cab to go somewhere. And they are also the kind of touch points where you can identify where all the technology lives in that experience as well. So if you think about what you do when you get a cab, you start out with an intention to go somewhere, and you've made the decision to go by cab rather than walk, or go by subway, or you're already not on your bike and you're a pedestrian. So you start the process of hailing a cab by first identifying a place to stand or a street to walk down. And at the same time, a cab which has no passenger in it is looking for one of you. And you're already kind of in the system at the point where you're putting your hand out to hail, because they understand that means you want to get in, and you understand that's the way that you signal your intention to become one of their passengers. So that's the first stage. And then the other stages that follow that, you state your destination once you're in the cab, you tell them where you're going, and if you are familiar with the city, you'll actually specify the route. So that's a whole other stage. The third stage is really left up to him to deal with the traffic and navigate while you stare out the window or read your BlackBerry or do whatever you're gonna do, watch the screen in the back of the car, turn the screen off. And then that main part of the journey, which only usually lasts about 10 minutes on average, is the kind of chilling out time where you could be gathering information from the TLC on that screen. You could be following the map. You could be talking to the driver, or you could be talking to your other passengers. And then the last stages are that you pay and you gather your stuff and you get out. And at various times the city has used different ways of reminding its passengers that you need to take your stuff with you. So at that last stage now, you have the option of paying by credit card, and the idea is that if you take a receipt, you can identify the car that you rode if you left something in the back of the cab. And the last stage is that you return to being a pedestrian, and the cab returns to being for hire, and the flag's up again. So those five stages of hailing, setting the route, navigating and wayfinding, maybe with the driver or just on his own, chilling out and relaxing, doing your own thing, having the iconic New York experience, paying and exiting, those are the kind of steps that you take. And you can think about all of the communications experiences you have at each of those stages, both in transaction with the driver and with the environment around you.